Shove al Khanefesh. So I think this will be, pardon? Okay. Guys, see my screen? Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
You guys see the screen? We're good? Should I start? I'm going to start. Okay, yeah, so Shabbat Chol Nefesh. So let's say we are coming off of question of Hetzer Chol Nefesh on Yom Tif, right, as opposed to Shabbos, the difference in the nature between Shabbos and Yom Tif. I think I'm going to try to find if I have like a PDF of Rav Lichtenstein's article on the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Not mandatory reading, but for anyone who wants to do a bit of a deeper dive into it. Have some haras on it, but where like I think we might take a little bit of a different direction, but obviously an awesome article by Rav Lichtenstein that really goes into differences between the two. We're just going to finish off with one like last part of that topic that is super halacha l'maisa v'zmaneinu, which is what counts as shava l'chol nefesh. Okay, and let's give away. We'll say it through the makoros, even though you guys know what it is. But right, what's it mean for something to be shava l'chol nefesh? Right, especially since our gemara is really kind of the locus classicus, or as I like to say, the locus pocus of that topic, because right the just do a little refresher. Rav Papa, Mishmei Derava Amar, B'yom Tov Shari B'Shabbos Aser, right? To do Bia Rishona on Shabbos. So Amar Rav Papi, the Rav Papa, Mai Daitach Mitoch Kehutra Chabur Letzorach Chutzana Mishalo Letzorach, Alamiata Mutar Lasos Mugmar. If you want to say that Mitoch applies to things, let's say beyond food, right, or beyond, then you should also be able to cook Mugmar. Now, if you want to say that, mitoch allows you to also do bir rishona, which would be asiyas chabura, all right, which would be part of the av malacha of shechita, so then you could also be able to do the malacha of bishul or havara in order to make, to burn frankincense. So, right, because you should also be able to say mugmar, mitoch shalotra of havara letzorech, which na mishalo letzorech. So amar lei, alecha amar kra, it's got to be shavel chol nefesh. Okay, so mitoch only works if it's actually, it's kind of like, you know, egalitarian. It's shavel chol. Okay, so I'm really rachab, deravler of Ashi. El miata, nizdami lo tzvi biyomta hov inu shavel chol nefesh, ganami dasu lo mishchete. You're going to tell me that if you happen to catch a deer, right? You happen to have a deer in your, you know, in your grasp. So you shouldn't be allowed to shecht it because you're not, right? Because not everyone's rich and able to afford venison. So I'm like, ana davar hatzorech l'chol nefesh kamina, tzvi tzorech l'chol nefesh hu. He says, no. When I say davar shav l'chol nefesh, I mean davar hatzorech l'chol nefesh. And a tzvi and deer, venison, is tzorech l'chol nefesh. It's amar, yeah. Okay, no halacha paskin mutar levo b'tchil b'shabbos. So these two phrases or formulations, I think, just already give us two different approaches. So what's this davar shav l'chol nefesh? Okay, how can you formulate it just like kind of off the cuff, just based on these two lines in the Gemara? Right, it has to be davar hashav l'chol nefesh or davar hatzarech l'chol nefesh.
Sort of like, is it something that is generally that is sort of, I guess you could say, like, immediately relevant to everybody, but everybody has, that's accessible to everybody, and then there's another one that's like applicable to everybody.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, right? One is that it's right, something that the first half of it is that it's something that everyone has, right, as opposed to something that everyone, like, you know, it's relevant or I guess more applicable, right? Relevant is more practically, do they have it? And applicable is like, if they had it, would it apply? It's very good. I was actually fishing for something else, even though that's absolutely the correct answer, right, to the flow of the Gemara. The passions of the flow of the Gemara is exactly what Sammy said, which is, we start off thinking that it has to be something that's common, right? Normal, sort of is universal in practice, right? And the answer is, oh, it just has to be universal in theory, right? One thing that I want us to be medayik in, though, is that first, right, it talks about davar hashave l'chol nefesh versus davar hatzarech l'chol nefesh. And so I want to step away from like the reality of the halacha for a second, even though I know it's not always such a smart thing to do, and just like focus in on those formulations in the Gemara, leaving aside what we know. Right? How would you understand it? How would you interpret it? The difference between shav l'chol nefesh versus tzara l'chol nefesh? Even just like kind of really just trying to like translate the words / build a theory off these worlds without like going too far beyond.
I mean, I think implies a higher threshold. Like that tzarech versus shivyon. Like, yeah, I feel like the things that would fall into the category of tzarech l'chol nefesh is a smaller category because there are fewer things that everybody needs as opposed to something that everybody has.
Right. Even though, ironically, here tzarech is more expansive than shave.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Shave, something that everyone has, versus tzarech is something that everyone needs. The fact that everyone needs something, right, though, should really be more restrictive than something which is universal. Right. And then that already brings us into the question. I can imagine. We just keep those two in your head, because we'll get like, you know, we'll dive into this next question, which is lechitza on Shabbos on Yantif, sorry, taking a shower. So b'shamay omrim lo yachim adam chamin leraglav elam kin ruuyin l'shtiya b'tilo matirin oz adam medura umischamim kinegda. Okay, can you heat up water to wash your hands and face, essentially hands and feet? Bishamah, I say you can't because Bishamah don't hold of mitoch, and Bitil say you can because mitoch. Okay. However, note now what's the example given? Right, dafka chamin l'raglav, but not kol gufa. Okay, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about anshei tveria, and they took this pipe and they ran it through chamin tveria, so they basically had geothermal springs heat up their hot water on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and and then Yom Tov, right? The Chachamim told them, you can use it for drinking water, you can't use it for washing, for bathing. Okay, so one of the questions, my rechitza, what's the problem with rechitza? Ilim rechitza is kol gufo, if it's your whole body, elachamin shochmu b'shabbos hu da'asurin, achamin shochmu me'erv shabbos mutarin. V'atanya, achamin shochmu me'erv shabbos l'macha rochitz ben panav yad v'raglav v'lo kol gufo. Right, we have this thing called Gzeras HaBalanim. Basically, the bathhouse attendants would heat up water on Shabbos so that it would be nice and hot, right? And then say, oh, no, it was really water that was heated up Erev Shabbos. So because of that, there's an Isser Drabanan on taking a bath, a full body bath on Shabbos. Okay? Now, the full body bath is also a curse in Harry Potter, but that's not
right. Gzeras HaBalanim is only
right? Pardon?
Gzeras HaBalanim is only Shabbos, not Yom Tov.
Oh, very good question. That's exactly going to be part of the machlokas, right? Which is elapanav yadav ragav ima seifa elabiyom tov kechamin shochmo biyom tov asurim barachitza mutar b'shtia lema transdama kibeshamay tam beshamay omrim lo yecham adam chamin l'raglav elam kein ruuyim l'shtia, right? So that's to wash your whole body. So make a chiluk between washing part of your body and your whole body. Okay, so on Yom Tov you can't wash your whole body. The random letters that don't make sense are from the footnotes that just got formatted. In when like the formatting changed when they got copied, so it's really low, not glow. Lo yishtativ adam ho gufo Bein bechamin, bein mitzonin, divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Huda Omer, bechamin osur, mitzonin mutter. And Amar Rav Chisda, machlokas bekli, aval bekarka, divrei kol mutter. Va maisa dachi tari bekarka, hava, vasri le rabbanan, el yitmar, ach yitmar, machlokas bekarka, aval bekli, divrei kol osur. Amar Rav Rachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha, ki Rabbi Yehuda. Hai Tana, says Rashi, right, Rabbi Shimoni, dimati l'shtati kol gufo b'shabes, bechamin shehuchmu me'erev shabes, v'haynu dekamar, ki chamin shehuchmu b'shabes osur, Hashachmu me'at moshari, vi biyom tov, kechamin shuchmu biyom tov, va'aser, birachitza, etelibis hill, lo shari lechamim biyom tov, elo lepanov yadav raglav, or the sheet of kogufo la. Right? So you can basically, on yantif, you can wash your hands and face, but not, and feet, but not your whole guf. Okay. Why? How can you explain that? Well, first of all, let's take what are the two options? What are the two, like, isurim or dinim that come up here, bechalal?
Well, I don't know if this is what you're going for. Oh, sorry, Tim.
No, go for it.
But the same reasoning that we were worried about of the attendants heating up the water. Wouldn't that still apply to the yantiv?
Okay, very good. Right, so one factor that seems to be floating around this in this Gemara is there's this Gzeres HaBalanim, right? Definitely the Shabbos part is because of the Gzeres HaBalanim. Maybe that's also true by yantiv, right? What other factor comes up? What other, also, right, the other Mishnah that's being quoted here?
Is it about Hachana?
We're not hearing you, Sammy.
Is it talking about Hachana?
So not Hachana.
That's the Gzeres HaBalanim, why they did it. Or
no, because Gzeres HaBalanim is that we're worried that basically that they're going to heat up the water on Shabbos and be Mechal Shabbos. In theory, right, even if the water was heated up before Shabbos, let's say you have a boiler, you turn on the boiler before Shabbos, right? This is pretending boilers don't work the way they do. You heat up before Shabbos, then you turn it off, right? And then on Shabbos, you want to take a nice hot bath. So you have this big boiler full of hot water, right? Now, technically, you also have other problems because when you open up the faucet, so in order for the hot water to come out, cold water needs to come in, and then that cold water mixes with the hot water, and that might also be bishul. So it's not so pasha. But pretending that you, right, that it wasn't an issue, let's say you just had a big bathtub full of hot water from before Shabbos, could you just go and take a bath on Shabbos? The answer is no, even though the water is heated up a heter, because gzeira, because of cases where people would actually just boil up the water on Shabbos and mechal Shabbos, right? The other issue that comes up here is potentially our issue, which is? Rabbi Shimon just says, lo yachem adam chamin l'raglav, right? You're making a chakira between washing your hands and face, feet, and the whole book and the whole guf. So when we make that chakira, is that a chakira just like the chakira between on Shabbos by Gzeres HaBalanim, and it's really a Gzeres HaBalanim thing, which is true? Or when we quoted Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right? Right? Beis Hillel Matirin, right? Maybe. Right, that's Zafka, right? But here we're dealing with your whole body, not just your hands and feet. Maybe there's a problem, right? And look at Rashi. That's what Rashi interprets it. Right? You can't wash your whole guf. You're only able to wash panav yad v'raglav. Even according to Beis Hillel, who say that right? So basically what you have is two options. Either the issur of bathing your whole body is because of Gzeres HaBalanim, or it's because maybe mitoch only applies to panav yad v'raglav, but not your whole guf.
The right? Gemara okay. is understanding the Beis Hillel Matirin to say Beis Hillel is only Matirin, Chamin L'Raglav, but not the rest of the body.
Like Pana V'Raglav, but not like your whole body.
It's not good. The Mishnah doesn't say that explicitly. It's just being it's just saying that's mashma from the lashon of the Mishnah based on the fact that it specifies Raglav.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so right. So now you guys are scratching your beards and saying, wait a second, I don't get it. How is washing your whole body not Shavuot L'chol Nefesh? Right? Seems like pretty standard thing. Now let's say, okay, presumably, right, Bizmanam, they didn't take showers all the time, you know, full body showers all the time. Right? They washed the hands and face before they came all did, to quote from My Fair Lady. Right? She didn't say, I took a bath before I came, I did. She said, I washed my hands and face before I came, I did. Right? Apologies for those who can't understand the accent. So if it's not so common, right, let's plug it back into what we were talking about before. Right? We had two right conceptual kind of ways of reading the Gemara's transition between different right ideas in Shavuot L'chol Nefesh, or how to define Shavuot L'chol Nefesh. Right, we had Tzarech L'chol Nefesh and Shavuot L'chol Nefesh. Right? So who wants to try to plug them in? Or even just being pal pal. It's really more of a pill pull.
I mean, it might be that it depends how we understand Tzarech, but that bathing is not Tzarech L'chol Nefesh, because not everybody bathes everybody. Even if it's applicable to everybody. So then that's how we define Tzarech before, is it's applicable to everybody.
No, not the way we explain the Maskana of the Gemara. Like, I'll just use the phrase Tzarech L'chol Nefesh more.
Oh, so in that case, yeah, it's not Tzarech. It's reasonable for there not to be a Tzarech to wash your entire body every day, in which case Mitoch would not apply.
So one way is, okay, you don't need to, right? You need to eat every day, right? Eating is a need. What you eat is pretty flexible, but at the end of the day, you need to eat. So eating venison is Tzarech L'chol Nefesh because it's eating, right? But bathing, right, isn't Tzarech L'chol Nefesh because you don't need to bathe. Now, Kedr is like, do you need to like wash your hands and face?
But you could say it differently as like,
I would say the answer is very much a first Eliza Dudo a little, right? I washed my hands and face before I came on did. Mashma that if had she not, right, it would have been it would have been Meir and her zechus to be there. So nibi nachman.
You could also just phrase it as like what's but it's not like necessary, but like what's regularly done. And it's not like regularly, it's not the normal thing per se.
So that would be shove. Right, I would say
So that's how you can say the Shavuot is that it's not the reason that mitoch would not apply to bathing, but it would apply to vanav raglav is that that's a thing that everybody does. That's Shavuot. So Shavuot is no longer about something that like everybody can do. It's about what everybody does do.
Right. Oh, okay. Very good. Right. So Shavuot, just a right. So look at it like this. We can say, well, Shavuot is something that everyone does do. That's normal. Right? So then, since people don't normally bathe their whole body, I mean, like, taking a whole body shower, right? That's, like, are you even checking your water meter? Right? Do you care about the planet? Do you have a really good gray water system installed? Maybe you do. That's always possible. But Bismarck, they didn't. So, okay, it's not common, right? But it is Tzarech L'chol Nefesh, right? It's something that's, kind of it's a need, right? But it's not common. Or you can say, look at it the opposite direction and say, well, who says that it's like medically necessary, right? You don't need to, right? But it's kind of common. Let's say, right, what could be a good nafkamina between those two? Although not necessarily.
Nafkamina between what's common and what's needed.
We didn't hear you. Say it again, Sammy.
What are the two things the nafkamina is between? Sorry.
Between saying that it's about commonness versus necessity. Yeah, Rachel.
Well, the practice of how often people take a shower, it's very common for people to take a shower every day. Maybe it's not necessary.
Right. Yeah. Right. Bismaninu, it's very much shav l'chol nefesh if you mean it's universal, right? And it's common, right? I think most people in Western society, you know, shower pretty frequently. You know, they definitely often enough that it should be considered a very common thing. Right? A very normal thing. It's not like mugmar, right? Which is only, you know, which is a weird thing, which is like, you know, burning frankincense under your clothing so that they smell nice, right? Is much less common than taking a shower, right? So if it's about commonness, then okay. If the common practice changes, so then it should change, right? And then Bismaninu, if we say it's very common to take a shower and it's normal to take a shower and it's almost expected to take a shower, so then great, right? Then you can take a shower and it's considered shavel chol nefesh. If, however, you think that it's dinin sarich, so then on the other hand, you'd be like, well, it seems like it's kind of more objective definition, right? Which isn't as helpful. Now, a little bit of a spoiler, fun fact is that the Gemara says that you could go to like the steam room on Yontif because Zeya, you know, is Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh. Okay, so going in the bathhouse is not Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh, but like getting like steamed, you know, is. I think one of the Rishonim explains, oh, because it's Labrius, right? Or in the Gemara, maybe. I'm trying to remember. We'll see in a second, I'll remember that, right? But that's Labrius. Now, if that's considered Labrius, so I think the fact that Bismaninu, we would consider showering as a davar hatzarech l'chol nefesh, as something that people need to do, right? So if they're willing to say that getting steamed, going to the steam room counts as a tzarech, so then we should be able to say that, well, now that we see showering as a necessity, right? It's not just a normal thing to do. It's also a necessity. So then it would count it as a necessity and it should be shavu'ot chol nefesh, even if we're working with the definition of tzarech as opposed to just what's common and normal, right? So the tzarech definition isn't necessarily totally unchangeable either. Okay, but just to take a step back, right? We have really two questions. One is, how much is this sort of like an objective evaluation, and how much is it something that seems to be dependent on practice and reality, right? Definitely the stronger impression we get is going to be in favor of like reality, of right, commonness, whatever. Second, is it a question of tsarich or is it a question of rugil? Is it something that's common, right? It's not universal, or is it, it's not a necessity, right? Those, I think, are the two main chakiras, right? Is this something like a sort of objective definition, number one, or not? Or is it about universally practiced versus universally necessary, right? Is it a necessity or not? So look at Tosos here. Tosos in Shabbos, he says, Mashma, Beisel Matir, Mashma Dafka L'Raglav, Aval Tzorach Kogufo Lo. He wants to be the Dayek from, like Rashi, from Beisel, that they're Matir, yada v'raglav, right, but not kol gufo. V'chein mashma b'kula shmeitzin, d'machmirin b'chamin, ha'chshochum b'yom tov, k'chamin shochum b'shabes, v'gazra l'azeya b'yom tov, k'mo b'shabes, k'damar b'beitza, b'amivi, l'kaman, imkein mashma, sh'asr l'asos havara, mishum rechita, shim lokein lo heu gozra mal hazeya. V'teima, d'maishna havara d'rechitza, mehavara d'zeya. D'shari midaraisa. He says, midaraisa, you can go and light a fire so that you can go to the sauna. So, right, you can't, but midaraisa you could. Omeri b'shem riva, d'harechitza ina ela letanud. Okay? Showering or bathing, really bathing. Showering is not really a good word to use in this case, because showering might not be halachically considered the same as bathing for certain purposes, which we'll get to. For Gzeres Balanim, showering might not be included at all. Because Gzeres Balanim is about a bathhouse, right? Which is water in a tub. Pouring water on yourself might not be included in that. I think there's a Moshe Feinstein Tshuva who basically says that. So you guys all thought that like bathing, you know, was to be clean, but bathing is just, it's a tanug, it's a pleasure, right? Vasura kmo mugmar dasar, and it's usar like mugmar. Why? Because it's a tanug. Okay, just bear that in mind, because I want you guys to ask a question on that, right? I dasar bepare kamadik sivos argamar mishum de in shav lechol nefesh v'chein mashma biyushalmi dehainu taima derechitza. Aval zeya shavehi lechol nefesh deina tanug el lebrias. Right? It says, ah, oh, but zeya, it's for your health. It's like healthy. It's not just stam gishmak. Right? Going to the sauna, that's for your health. Taking a bath, taking a shower, getting clean, that's for the gishmak, you know? But tani lekaman mercha shapak gavin gavin berev yom tov lemachar nichnas umanzia. Toso says, right, that Zeyah Shavah L'chol Nefesh, because it's Librius. Okay, now, one thing, number one, obviously, Toso seems to be going in the direction of
Zorech.
Exactly. Right, Zorech. Right, now what's strange about this, again, the answer is, well, Tosus is going in the direction of Sorech. But what's super counterintuitive is that, right, the Tosus says, Omeri, B'Shem Riva, Rechitza Ina Ela Letanug. Right? He's saying as if it's a bad thing. Right? Which, when you read the Pshashas of the Gemara, is like, no, right? Adaraba. Mugmar is something really unusual and weird. So it doesn't count as like a proper tanug or a proper hana. You'll see this in a second. Another shonen. You would have the pashtus of the reading of the Gemara is Dabar Shavuot Chol Nefesh is talking about like what, like hanas, right? But Tosla says no, it's a din in it being for your brios. So eating, right, is necessary for your health, and so is, and zayaing is necessary for health, and washing your hands and feet and face is necessary for your health, but taking a bath is just for litanug, right? It's a pleasurable. That's not what's mutter as part of mitoch. Okay, now I would add in, if we're going back to our model of heter ochel nefesh and yomtiv, if that is the heter ochel nefesh because of simchas yomtiv, or is the heter ochel nefesh because of like melechas yomtiv? Right, this malacha is the malacha that's relevant to Yom Tov. It's part of Yom Tov. Right, what did Tosel say? You guys remember? It's okay if you don't. One, it was a long time ago. B is pop quizzes are only for fun. You don't have to do that.
I think I don't remember, but I think it might follow from. Was supposed to say Melechet Yom Tov, that this is, it's a part of Yom Tov.
Exactly. Right? Tosfos had a line also where he said, oh, if it was Yaiser Toiv, if you had done it yesterday, then it's also to do a Yom Tov, even if you, Lamaisa, you need it today, because you didn't get around to doing it. Right? It has to be that the Melacha is Yom Tov's Melacha. And this is, right, and it's saying, oh, like, right, it works perfectly if with his approach, which say, oh, if it's Sorech, right, if it's Sorech Ochel Nefesh, if it's Sorech Librius, right, so making food on Yantif is Sorech Yantif because, right, on Yantif you need to eat because just like any other day you need to eat. So the making of food on Yantif is Sorech Yantif, right? It's the day's malacha. It's the necessity of the day, not your personal, right, endeavors. So the fact that it's letanug, says Tosos here, is a chisaron. It's a problem. It's a point against you, because it's not pleasure. It's not something that's like necessitated by Yontif itself, right? On the other hand, if you think that Simchas Yom Tov is what's creating Hedra Ochel Nefesh, so the more it causes Simcha, the more it causes the Tanug, right? The more I we say, oh, mitoch shehutra l'tzara chutra na mishal lo l'tzara, because this is part of Simchas Yom Tov, right? And that's what I would say. And oh, look, Nachmanides are. Let's see what he has to say. Mashma nami the I is Hillel rechitza kuchol aguf nami muteras biyom tov. The kol shekein hu tahanas kol aguf dami olachilo ushtia tfei mehanas davar acher davar deiver echad. Ad Rabba says Ramban, if washing your hands and face is considered hanas haguf. And Hanas Haguf is Mutar on Yom Tov, Kal Vachomer, that what? That you should be Matir, Hanas Kol Haguf. Just as a refresher, there are three approaches to the issue of Hedra Ochel Nefesh. One is Simcha is Doche. Two is Tosos' approach, that it's Meleches Hayom versus Meleches Etmol, essentially. Right, Meleches Yom Tov is Mutter, Meleches Avoda of Chol is Aser. And then Ramban's approach, which is Meleches Avoda is Aser, but Meleches Hana is Mutter. Right? There's work and there's leisure. Right? Leisure could involve labor, right? But labor is not the same as work. On Shabbos, you can't do labor. On Yom Tov, you can't go to work. You can't do work. Right? So you can't go do work, but you can do leisure, right? Going on a hiking trip is a lot of labor, but it's no, but you're not doing work. So the Ramban says that Yom Tov, what's mutter is meleches hana, versus as opposed to what's usher, which is meleches avoda. Says the Ramban, the more that this is hanas haguf, right, and meleches hana, of course, the more it's mutter, right? Even though, ironically, in the previous shiurim, Tosas and the Ramban were going together, right? In terms of Hutra versus Tchuya, Tosas and Ramban both hold Hutra, but within the Hutra, right, the Ramban thinks it's about Hana, and Tosas thinks it's about Meleches Hayom versus Meleches Etmol. So here the Ramban says, Kol shekein hu dehanas kol aguf, dami la'achil l'shtil tfei mehanas da'iver echad. If you can wash your face and get Hana, washing your whole body gives you even more Hana, so great, that's even more mutter, right? Alma kodem gzera mutter l'gamri afilu l'hachim lehem b'yom tov. The only Isser is gzeras balanim. Right? And it's nothing to do with Hedra Ochel Nefesh. Ubitosus Mfarshim Rachitzes called Guf Inot Sarach Kol Nefesh Minatoru Hu Aser, Dumi Dimbug Marhu, Alpanav Yadav Raglav, Sarach Kol Nefesh Hu, Vachin Zea Kivin Rachitzes called Guf Asur Minatora, Mishum Las of Nida Gazuba, Behan of Sumer in the very Mirshami, Behu Divering the Vias Hain, Sharachitzes called Guf Te Aser Vizea Te Muteres. He's like, it's like mamish, like you need to be a Navi in order to be like, oh, Zeya's mutter, but like washing your whole body, that's mamish usher. Like, you know, Zeya's geschmack, you should do it, but like if you wash your whole body, you're machal yante. Right? He's like, are you a Navi? How on earth did you come up with that? Right? Rechitzas miktas aguf nami muteres? Oh, but if you only do miktas aguf, that's mamish, that's okay. Right? That's tzoyrach. Right, Adraba Hanas Kol Aguf Tfei Tzricha Utfei Sharia Dumya Dura Kedepricious. Ve'inli Laharich Mezed Gemar Didan Adar Pashtu Dechov Rechitza V'Zeh Muteras Afilu L'Hachem B'Chulei. He says Pashtu this Hanas Aguf. I don't know what Tosas is thinking. Tosas Chilukim don't seem to make any sense. You might need to be a Navi to like decide make these things up. Like what's going on? And again, right, you see that this Tosas and the Ramban are talking totally different languages. And I think it's connected to their Shitos about Hetzer Ochel Nefesh. Right? Again, for Tosvos, it's about Meleches Hayom versus Meleches Etmol. So in order for it to be Mutter, it kind of has to be Tzorech Hayom, right? It has to be Tzorech L'chol Nefesh. Tzorech HaTzarech L'chol Nefesh. And therefore, it's something that you need to do today. Right? Or something that you need to do. So it's like a necessity, as opposed to the Ramban, who says, no, it's about Meleches Avoda versus Meleches Hana. So the more that it's Hana, the more that it's going to be Mutter. Well, Tosas is like, I don't care, right? If it's not necessary, so then it's not relevant to Yom Tov. So why are you doing it on Yom Tov? Okay. I think that's super, super extract. So according to the Ramban, there's a Gezeres Balanim, which we need to talk about, right? But otherwise, right, in terms of Heter Ochel Nefesh and Shav L'Chol Nefesh, of course, taking a shower and a bath is in hot water is perfectly Shav L'Chol Nefesh. Of course, it's Hanas Agav. Okay. Says the Rambam, I kind of give away a lot of this, so I'm going to skim through a lot of these makoros about this stuff. But when you look at the way the Rambam reads this, the Mishnah and Beitza, and the Rambam just says that right, and the reason is why. Right, when what's machlokas b'sham and b'shilal? B'shilal hold that mitoch is matir asher yochal l'chol nefesh kolel hanaot haguf kulam. Right, exactly like what we're talking about in the Ramban. Heter ochel nefesh is a heter on hanos haguf, right? All the hanos haguf, okay? But again, and therefore la halacha, Bartinur says, ha-posak halacha, chamesh hilchem will be yom tov, rochets ben panav yad v'raglav, av alokol gufa, why? Gazru yom tov atu Shabbos. It's a gzeres balanim issue, right? As long, but of course, it's shav l'chol nefesh, okay? Now, if you want to go in the direction of Tosfos, right, Zarat Sarach L'chol Nefesh, so then it's kind of Agav, the Tosfos Yontov kind of brings up an interesting question, which is, and I've been very vague about this, when we say that it's only Zarat Sarach L'chol Nefesh, so if we really go with like the Divrei Nevi'ahs of Tosfos, you can wash your hands and face and feet, or you can wash mixas haguf, or you can wash your hands and your face, but not your feet, right? So here's what I'm saying: Hu adin lepanav yadav v'chadenakat v'efshar dirabut lerabutanake the lirchot haraglayim b'chamin havadavar shavu l'chol nefesh yosim lepanav yadav shekim panav yadav regilim yosir lirchot b'tzonin. So he's like, oh, is it like to say like, oh, you can even wash your feet in hot water? Or you can dafka really is your feet? Like, right? It sounds like from the Tosfos Yontov that we're kind of really trying to like pigeonhole it. It seems like from the postgame that Pashas is like, even if you hold like this, that mixas haguf is mutter, lemaisa, just so you know. But according to this, it seems like we really should be limited. It's not just like mixas haguf, right? It should be that you can only wash your hands, feet, and face. Right? Because that's what Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And that's what Tzarech L'chol Nefesh. And any more than that would be like an Isser Bishul, you know, of a Midraisa Yontif to go beyond that. If Bizmanam, when it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Right? And maybe it's a Tzarech thing, and then maybe even Bizmaninu is not considered Tzarech, right? Who knows? Okay. Right, so you really have two approaches, right? Rechitzas Haguf is totally Bechlal Hanos Haguf, and it's Chelek Meheter Ochel Nefesh, and the only Yisr is Midarbanan, or it's really Rechitzas Haguf is not Shav L'Chol Nefesh, right? And only Panav Yad Ragov is Matar. Okay. Tosfos in Ksuvis, I think, has a different emphasis in his formulation, right? Where Tosfos explain it says, so I'm just going to go quickly because we're running out of time. Right? Meaning the Makshen in our Gemara says, oh, but then it should be mutter di mugmar. Like, wait a second. How could you ask that? You definitely know that there's mitoch. You can ask where to put the line, but you can't ask, should we do it, right? Right? No, he knew the whole time that it had the Indian of being rugged, of being common, Right, and it's pircha, and the answer was, oh, this all bathing isn't ragil enough. Sorry, that the bia rishona isn't ragil enough like mugmar. Right, what was the havamina? Right, he's saying, well, if bia rishona is not very common, in which case, right, it's just as uncommon as mugmar. Right, and some of the rishonim actually. Like the Rosh, I'll say, really kind of accept, or Tosfos in general kind of accepts that and say, well, actually, if we're not for the factor of like Dvar Mitzvah, we actually wouldn't be Matir Birishona on Yom Tov, because even though we say Mitoch, it's not regular enough. It's not common, right? So this Tosfos really seems to be assume that the defining factor is commonness, right? As opposed to Tosos in Shabbos, which is assuming Davar HaTzarech. Okay? The Rajba kind of, I think, is formulates it in the negative, which is important, which is Mugmar. What's the problem with Mugmar? It's not that it's not practically common or not Davar HaTzarech, right? Then a tanug versus brios, the mugmar ino tzorech ela leistinis bilvad. It's something that is only for an istinis. Okay, think of it like it's something that's like almost medicinal. Right, it's something that's only for someone who's an istinis and really, you know, like has, I don't know, let's say sensory sensitivities or whatever. Right, it's not something for, you know, your average Joe. It's not just that it's not common, right? It's that it's an abnormal thing to do. Okay, now that would be very, very simply answer our question of what's a showering. Showering is not abnormal, right? Even in yeshiva, showering is not abnormal, right? You do it for the Chavetz Chabbos. So, if it's not abnormal, says the Rajba, so shav l'chol nefesh, right? Mugmar is something that's abnormal. Now, right, the people who like it, they like it, but it's not just not all commonly done, right? Eating venison isn't abnormal. You're not a weirdo, or you're not weird for doing it, or you're not like, oh, you know, like, interesting, like raised eyebrows. Just like, oh, cool, right? It's eating venison. Where do you get that? Right? I say like Halahavdil, it's sort of like in yeshiva when someone shows up with like a big bag of biltong and you're like, ah, geshmak, where do you get that from? Right? You're not like, what's wrong with you? Why are you eating, you know, dried, cured meat? Right? So this is, I think, a formulation in the negative, which even expands our reshet further. Again, Surajba, we're not surprised, right? He's coming from like, you know, similar to the Ramban in that sense. And the Rambam even, where it's shav l'chol nefesh is like things that are shav l'chol nefesh. I don't, you know, heter l'chol nefesh is like mitoch shel tzarech, but shenam shelo l'tzarech. Right? And you kind of need to convince me why something shouldn't be included. Yeah, Sammy.
I read that as more along the lines of like, you might think that there's a tzarech here, but only the istnis people think that it's a tzarech. And so he was operating on the like necessity side of things. I didn't formulate that very well. It might be like preempting the havamina of like mugmar inot sorech ala istinis bilvad, that like you might think that this thing, which is like generally useful or nice or good, is shav l'chol nefesh because it's sarech l'chol nefesh, but actually it's not sarech l'chol nefesh because only an istinis would ever think that they actually need it. And thus, it's not considered like a real tzarech.
Oh, so I didn't read it that way. I read it more that you would have thought, and the deer, I would have thought, oh, it's not matzui, it's not called, it's not commonly found, right? I'd almost use tzarech here in like the sense of like as a consumer. You know, it's anyone could be a consumer of it, right? Dimazon lakolhu, like food is universal, right? Anyone would eat. Right, not everyone has it to eat it, but mugmar, right? It's not like food that like, oh, people enjoy eating, right? Only an istinus is actually interested, right? I'd say like our parallel for a bath, right? People are interested in baths, right? Unless they're cats. But if they're not a cat, then they're interested in a bath, right? They might not take a bath every day, right? It might be, you know, to get all the water, blah, 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 blah. But like people enjoy a good bath, right? They just don't always have one, right? But a mugbar, not everyone enjoys a mugbar, right? Not everyone, even if they had the, you know, frankincense. In fact, you know, there's, I was at a place and they were selling frankincense and I not even crossed my mind. I was like, oh, frankincense, interesting. But I didn't think, oh, frankincense, maybe I'll mugmar my clothes, right? Because like, who mugmars their clothes, right? Why would I want to do that? Even if I could, if I sent it to a laundromat and they said, oh, you know, for free at the end, we'll mugmar your clothes, I feel like I'd be like, oh, just take my clothes as they are. I don't need you to burn any frankincense underneath them, right?
I'm not sure it's mashma from here that that mugmar is something that people didn't want. As in, obviously, yeah, like lemais, like today we don't do it. So if, you know, somebody offered, we wouldn't accept it. But like, is it mashma that like people didn't generally want it, and like just an istinus like thought it was like really important to do?
I don't know, because the way he formulates it with the tzvi, he didn't say, well, a tzvi is food and food is universal, right? The way he kind of formulates it, tzvi hu tzarech l'chol nefesh, demazon l'kol hu, right? It's because it's food that anyone could eat. As far, the way I understood that line was, or I don't know, the vibe that he gave me is, well, demazon l'kol hu, it's edible to anybody. I mean, he didn't say, like, food is universal, as much as saying it's edible, right? The Muslim lakalu, anyone could eat it. No, they don't have it, but it's Muslim lakalu, meaning it's perfectly edible to all population groups. Right? It's not, you know, it's not one of those like only suitable for ages 10 and up sort of things, right? But mugbar, einot zorech, el isn't what? It's actually not suitable for anyone out of this. Maybe not that, I might be overstating my case a little bit when I, because I'm being like, I wouldn't want the laundromat to mugmar my clothes, even if it was free. But I don't seem to have an interest. I don't think I have an interest in mugmar, right? I mean, even if it was readily available, it's not something that, you know, is like, that's universal. Not in the, like, the use, practical usage sense, or even in the necessity sense, but in the like relevance, like care about sense. That's the way I understood it, right? Because like a tzvi is tzarech l'chol nefesh, what did mazon l'kol hu? It's edible by anybody, right? Not everyone has it, but anyone could eat it, as opposed to a mugmar, which only an istinus is actually would use it. Now, it could be they wouldn't use it because it's just like, well, why bother, right? But that like just makes it not within like the realm of, you know, something that's like useful for everybody. That's the way I read it. Yeah, you could read it otherwise, but that's like that the Muslim akolhu just really mean like, oh well, anyone could eat it if they wanted to, right? It's edible, which almost implies that, well, mugmar is not really edible for everyone, right? It's only really edible or palatable or something that, you know, is beneficial if you're an istinus already. But if you're not, then it's like just doesn't even get into the game. Okay. And last but not least, the Ra'ah, also just interesting, like, yeah, not so crazy different, but just slightly different formation. Kasavah Ra'ah, Zeh Shono Hadam Rinan, Hutra Shalo Letzorech, Heirush Shalo Letzorech Ochal Nefesh, V'hu Sheyiyeh Tzorech Hayom, Oshar Hanos Haguf. Right? When we say mitoch, it doesn't mean you can do anything, right? It means it doesn't have to be ochel nefesh mamash. It doesn't have to be actually food, but what's mutter is tzarech hayom v'tzarech hanos haguf v'hu sheyeh kein ochel nefesh b'chol davar. But it has to be really food. It has to be like eating. Heter ochel nefesh really only applies to ochel nefesh. Just it doesn't have to be actually be ochel. It can be other things. K'mo she'amru sheyeh shaveh l'kol He's saying, I haven't seen other formulations listed intensely, that heter ochel nefesh is heter ochel nefesh. Just ochel nefesh includes in it things that are essentially eating or like eating. Now, how do we define, is bathing eating, right? How do you define that? So this brought me to another question, which is, if something's common, anything that's common is going to be included? I don't know, like, let's pretend that playing video games had a malacha d'oraisa of havara involved, right? I don't see, you thought chashma was, you know, d'oraisa. So havara, to play video games, let's say it's universal, right? Most people play video games by now. Is that shav l'chol nefesh, right? So you'd be like, I don't know. Is that? Right? If you really think that shav l'chol nefesh is kind of limited, maybe you say, well, if it's about comments, maybe it's common, right? So the Rosh says, oh, but shav l'chol nefesh, heter l'chol nefesh is dafka something about hanav sagaf, right? And in order to be considered a hana, it's really like eating. So it has to be some sort of hana. Okay, but any hana, I mean, playing video games is hana, right? It's very fun to play video games. That's hana. It's not really hana's haguf, though. So how do we define, like, hana's haguf that are like heter ochel nefesh, right? So the Ra'ah basically says that the heter really applies to achila and the things that are hana like it. Right, and then we need to go and find what things are like it. So it's not really right. So Tosos had this tzorech haguf, tzorech ochel tzorech. So the Ra'ah is saying it's not about the tzorech; it's about the hana, like the Ramban. But instead of it being, it being like any hana, hana is mutter. It's stuff like hana's haguf, which is achila, or almost achila, or kein achila. Right? It has to be like achila-esque, like hana sagaf. Right? Or he also says tzorach hayom, so I might be overstating a little bit. But I feel like, let's say for the Ra'ah, the whole point is that we're really trying to mimic or fall under the category of heter ochel nefesh. Right? So then we really need to kind of find a way to balance. Well, first of all, it makes a lot of sense why we're so obvious that the tzvi counts. Right, as opposed to something like mugmar. But then, like I said, like, oh, well, washing, right? How much is washing going to be considered like eating? So then you can say, like, well, if it's part of like your daily bodily care, like eating and washing your hands and face, so then maybe that counts. But washing your whole by taking a bath, which is like a luxury item, right, isn't really like eating. Right? And then suddenly, like, the chiluk kind of starts making some more sense, maybe. All right. Anyway, that's a little bit trickier, but it also kind of gives it like a more of a fundamental explanation of why we'd have this distinction, right? Of shav l'chol nefesh, of its commonness, because the answer is like, well, it has to kind of fall under necessities that are like eating. It's like these, like your daily needs, right? So let's say if we reformulate it into like, oh, heter l'chol nefesh is your daily needs, right? So then, or daily bodily needs. So even though it's not necessarily a need, like you could, it's not a tzorech, right? You could live without it, but not like Tosas is saying it has to be tzorech. So he's saying it doesn't have to be tzorech, but it has to be like eating, because we're really trying to put it under the category of eating. So then it has to be shav l'chol, right? It has to be like, oh, this is like your daily necessity. Fine. So just to kind of like recap, we saw a few approaches, right? We saw the approach that heter ochel nefesh applies also to bathing your whole body, right? Because it's obviously hanos haguf. The Ramban was very into this idea, right? And we connected it back to our Yom Tov discussion. Heter ochel nefesh is about meleches avoda, right, work, versus meleches hana, pleasure, right? And therefore, anything which is hanas hayom is going to be hana, is going to be mutter, says Ramban. Of course, taking a full body bath is going to be part of heter ochel nefesh. On the other hand, Tosfos says no, right? It's about meleches hayom versus meleches etmol, right? And therefore, if it's not something that you need to do a tzorech hayom, so you can't do it. And then we got a few different explanations of, well, okay, if it's a problem, what's the problem? Right? How do we define the dividing line between shav l'chol nefesh and not? So one was, it had to be common, right? Commonness was the defining feature. Commonness is, on the one hand, very vague. On the other hand, I think we could work it in with a lot of different explanations of how things work. It has to be a tzarech. It has to be for your ri'ut, right? We saw that in Tosos. I think that ties in very nicely with Tosos' shita about heter ochel nefesh being about tzorech hayom, right? So it has to be something that you need to do, right? And it's a downer. It's a ding on your scorecard if it's just for hana. The opposite of the Ramban says, no, the more that it's for hana, the better, right? The Rajba says, well, actually, really, heter ochel nefesh includes kind of everything. And I think of the Rajba, by the way, would also fall over here, Lamaisa, and say that bathing your whole body is also included in heter ochel nefesh. I just didn't see him see what he said on Shabbos. I don't think I found it. It could be I just didn't look very well. And he says, well, actually, it's mutter unless it's just really not universal. It's not something, not that it's universally needed or done. It's not universally enjoyed, right? And mugmar has a point against it in that it's not something that's universally enjoyed. Like, if you were to give it to a common person, they wouldn't enjoy it. They wouldn't appreciate it, right? It's just not the sort of thing that a regular person, Joe, would like. Okay, and finally, the Ra'ah says, no, it has to actually really kind of like mimic Achila. Okay. Should we do like a minute on Lahalacha? Yeah, that's good, right? Also, I want to have Shira on Wednesday, so we should try to hop in a little extra on Sundays. Okay, our B'Yom Tov says, Ref Shari Lirchot's called Gufo B'chamen Shilchmu Me'erev Yom Tov. The lav davar shachayim lo mishum shvus v'lo mishum rishus v'lo mishum mitzvahi elagzirahi shal yirchotz b'shabbos v'chamen shachum ober shabbos v'gazir b'shabbos v'al b'yom tov lo. So the riff actually paskins that you could be rochitz kol gufo b'chamen on yom tov if it was there's no gzeres balanim, but you can't heat up the water on yom tov. Okay, like Tosos actually miu davka chutz l'merchatz aval b'merchatz aser. The Ran says, oh, when do we say that Gezeres Balanim applies? Only in a Merchatz, right? So there's a Gezeres Balanim, but only inside the Merchatz itself. So let's say if you hold like the Rambam, according to the Ran, so you can't take a bath inside of a bathhouse, but you could at home, okay? The Rosh, however, holds that Shabbos and Yom Tov both have Gezeres Balanim, so you can't take a bath. Ritzvan Shabbos says, "Right time to go to Shmuel. Chamin shulchmu me'erev Shabbos. L'macha rotzes ben kan of yadav rav a local gufo. Ever ever ain't zarech lomar chamin shulchmu yom tov. Lo klani ain't zarech lomar chamin shulchmu me'erev yom tov. Shamina in the bechamin shulchmu me'erev yom tov. Mutzer lerchot kol gufo. Ever ever l'chol pachos." He says there is a gzeres balanim. Okay, Shulchan Aruch. B'mayim shehuchmu me'erev yom tov, mutu lechot kol gufo afilu ke'echad, miu davka chutz me'erchatz, v'av me'erchatz aser, agav yeshotzer mochul inyim v'chinoagim, hez b'shabura, right, davka gufo echad, v'iva evre l'kuliyam ma'mutu lechotz, v'em b'li rabash kasa devrova poskim sir lu k'dasa rishona, ela shenoagim lasar v'in l'shana saminag. This is, you know, the Rama basically says, machmin, you can't. Says the Devar Yatziv that actually if, and that's talking about Mayim Shulchmu Me'erev Yom Tov, in terms of Geras HaBalanim, that if Makom Tzar, you could be Mekel. Everybody also says Mayim Shulchmu B'Dud Shemesh Mutter L'Rechot Ben Kol Gufo B'Yom Tov. Okay, so basically that you have a lot of flexibility in Geras HaBalanim on Yom Tov. Okay. Now, the other question is, well, wait a second. What about heating up the water on Yom Tov? Can you? Right? So we said what? We said that in the times of the Gemara, the answer is no. Right? Either because Gzeras Balanim or because not Shavu Chol Nefesh. However, is Manenu, isn't it Shavu Chol Nefesh? Right? So we said that maybe according to Tosos and Shabbos, you can argue that no, because it's not a Tzarech L'Chol Nefesh, because it's not Labrius. Right? Except we also pointed out that, as the Ramban said, well, the different Nevias of the Tosos that said that Zeya is Labrius, but showering is not, right? As example, Bismaninu, showering is also considered to be, right, a necessary, healthy activity. So the Be'er Halacha says, right, talks about Hamachar Shino Milashon HaMishnah, the Tanan Chamin L'Raglav, V'huksav Kasav Yadav. Right? The Mishnah says you can heat up water for your hands, for your feet. And the Shulchan Aruch writes your hands. This is really probably a Tos Girsa. Says, but maybe, Mikol Makom Yesh La'ayin, Ulai D'bi Aminu, Ein Rechitzas Raglav Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, V'Nishna Zeh Rak B'Meihem, Shayu Holchin Harbe Yachef, B'Lin Min Alayim, V'Dom El Raglav L'Shari Vari Aguf. Says, well, maybe, Mizmanam, they used to walk barefoot, so then you have to wash your feet. But now that we wear shoes, maybe you can't wash your feet because it's right. This is not like the, you know, just, it should be just your hands and face. Okay. Now, on the one hand, you're like, oh man, we're gonna like even time to memoir. This is a bummer. But what do you see from this Be'er Halacha? It's going in the opposite direction that we want, right? I'll admit that we're biased in this case. We want to be able to shower on the other. But
then it was sorry, but now it's not
exactly right. It changes, right? What's rugil and what's either what's rugil or what's necessary tzarech can change, right? In which case, it can change either way, right? And it's very clear from this Be'er Halacha that it's something that changes with time, right? As circumstances change. So what's considered ragil is going to change with it. And
say that now showering is sarich, but washing your feet is not sarich. No?
I think once you're, if you think you can shower, then you can shower your whole guf, even your feet. Although you're right, maybe you should wear flip-flops as a chumrah in the shower. I like that. So the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, I think he's quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman here. I find it's a little bit hard to tell his now. Yesh la'ayin kayyom. Sharov b'nei adam yesh la'am cheder ambatya b'beitam ole pachot miklachat. Lama ne'asor rechitzat kol aguf mishum she'eno shevet l'chol nefesh. Ma'ishna mizeya b'zman ha'gomara. Te'meikra adin sharinan mishum dehavi shevet l'chol nefesh. Od halacha davar klal motzi adam et ha'mayim motzorach rechitzat kol gufo l'itoch mitkan chashmali v'chadome. V'arei bo anyways, you heat up water, right? There's no Isra on Yontif of Marbe Bishurim. So once you heat up the dude, right, once the water in the boiler is hot, it's not heating it up separately for the rest of your goof, separate from your face and hands and feet. And in Yontif, there's no Isra of Marbe Bishurim. So once you're allowed to boil some water, you can boil up a ton of water as long as you just use a huge pot. Because you're allowed to be married with a shiur mayantif. So if that's true, right? So once you're boiling up water, entering the shower, let's say, or turning on the hot water to wash your face, then you can wash your whole body because the boiler is going to just, you know, you're just turning on the boiler. Once the boiler's on, or adding water into the boiler. Once that's on, it's just married with a shiur. Bishvil rechitzes kol gufo, v'imkein l'shayach kana isra shachim ha'mayim v'tzarachim. He kind of leaves it as a tzarchin, but Shlomo Zalman seems to think that, yeah, right, nowadays it should be shavu l'chol nefesh, so you should really be able to shower. So l'maskar, now let's just do a quick chazara, right? We saw that shavu l'chol nefesh could be explained in a few different ways. L'maisa, all of them, unless, except for maybe the different nevias approach to like what is objectively considered healthy, or tzarech, which would include Zaya, but not showering somehow, which is a little bit difficult to maintain, would say that Bizmaninu is Shavu L'chol Nefesh, right? And the only issue theoretically should be one of gezeirat takanas habalanim. Some poskim are machmir because they say, look, at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that. So you're right, it makes a lot of sense to say that Shavu Chol Nefesh, but like, we're going to go against the Shulchan Aruch, or, you know, we're not going against Shulchan Aruch, but Shulchan Aruch, you know, no one says that. So it's hard to just suddenly start doing that, to be matir. Some poskim say that actually it's Shavu Chol Nefesh, but there's a Gzeiras Habalanim, so you can't take a bath, but maybe you could use cold-ish water or lukewarm water, and then you're avoiding Gzeiras Habalanim because maybe Gzeiras Habalanim only applies to a hot bath, but not to a cold bath, or does, right? It says it applies to only to a hot bath, so then maybe a lukewarm shower or bath could be okay. And still other post-game say that nope, right? It's actually totally fine because heating up water for it is Shavu Chol Nefesh, and there's no Gzeiras Habalanim on Yom Tov, right? Because Gzeiras Habalanim is a gzeira lest the bathhouse attendants heat up water on the day, claiming that it was from yesterday. But on Yom Tov, you're allowed to boil the water, so why should there be Gzeiras Habalanim? Now, the answer could be is like Gzeiras Yom Tov Atzmaus Shabbos. Sometimes we kind of just make a little plug, right? We saw that in, I think it was Tosfos, but one of the Shonim mentioned, or maybe this is the Ref, maybe, mentioned that as but a lot of other Shonim didn't take that very well. And so it's a machlokas poskim, umaskana, b'makom tsar, right? When people are really feel gross, a lot of people are mekel, especially because b'makom tsar, there are a lot of kulos in general with when it comes to this. And if it's more lukewarmish, there's people who are mekel. L'maskana, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Yeshua. Oh, I'm just going to say over again, our super awesome Chakira, which is that Dafka Tosfos, who held that, just because I want to reemphasize it, because I'm just very happy with it. It really makes me very happy. That Tosfos, who holds that Isra Malacha on Yom Tov and Hetzer Ochel Nefesh on Yom Tov are connected to Malachas Hayom versus Malachas Etmol, say that it has to be Tzorech Hayom to be Shavu Chol Nefesh. While the Ramban, who says that it's connected to Malachas Avoda versus Malachas Hana, says that the more that it's actually a hana, the more that it's mutter and more Shavu Chol Nefesh, which is just perfect.
Thank you.